Proclamation number 3654 of 12th of January, 1946. Teaching the disciples, according to God's will of maturity and destiny. You will be taught according to my will if I convey the truth to you through messengers from heaven. For I alone know about your state of soul, about your maturity, and wisdom comes to you accordingly. That is why the teachings are kept in a form which can increase your state of maturity in a short time. But the instructions also correspond to the teaching activity which the recipient of my word is to carry out when the time has come for it. My word shall be spread such that people can recognize it as my word if they are willing to do so. My word must reveal wisdom, it must carry love within itself and make my will known. If my disciple takes up the teaching ministry, he must be able to present me myself to people as the supremely perfect being which they should strive for. And thus he must be instructed himself so that he can represent his teaching with conviction. He must have recognized me, he must be knowledgeable, he must be so intimately united with me that I myself can also instruct him at any time if he desires clarification. And therefore he must first be trained such that he is a true disciple of his master, a servant of his Lord who only carries out what he has been instructed to do. But I know my disciples, I know about their ability, about their will, about their zeal for service, and as a disciple gives himself to me he will be filled by my spirit. I order his thinking, I direct his will because he has submitted himself to me, I show him the path which always leads to where I want my teaching proclaimed. And if he is to be active for me in my name, if he is to spread my teaching, I will loosen his tongue and he will speak instead of me. Thus the instruction of my disciples beforehand happens on my instructions. If I don't express myself but let my messengers be active as teachers, and they will always want the same, only my will be carried out in every proclamation, for it is my word which is conveyed to my servant on earth, it is my word which the recipient receives. Even though it is not offered as a Father's word but is conveyed to the human being through spiritual beings full of light. For these are in my service, they carry my will within themselves, they are permeated by my strength and filled by love for me, so that they only ever work for me in order to contribute towards the redemption of the unfree spiritual beings. But the recipient himself often determines the form of the proclamations from above through his will if he is weak in spirit and therefore needs repetitions which are intended to strengthen him. And my love and wisdom will create this and thus give the purest truth in accordance with the state of the soul. However, because only light can flow out of the heavens which no shadow of darkness can obscure. For the light shall be guided to earth so that all those who desire it, who strive to escape from darkness, shall be enlightened. Amen.